After being praised as essential during the pandemic, many service employees are pushing for improved working conditions and higher pay. In Kokomo School Corporation, bus drivers, custodians, and other support staff want to form a union to make changes. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jenny Lindsay reports, the school system won't formally recognize the group, and workers don't have many options.
Rita Klein has lived in Kokomo her whole life. She's worked as a bus monitor for nearly a decade. That means helping kids with homework, keeping them safe on the bus, or talking them through a rough day.
I think it was my calling through God. You know, I love working with kids.
She's one of several transportation employees pressuring the district to recognize a newly formed union. She's involved because her pay has only gone up by about 20 cents over time. It's less than $9 an hour. And this year, Klein missed out on hundreds of dollars in pandemic-related cash incentives offered to other school workers. Her job doesn't qualify.
It was like a slap in the face. You know, it made me feel like I wasn't respected.
It's not just about money. Klein says the district won't explain to her why her position doesn't qualify. Others point to staff shortages as a persisting problem, causing tension and safety concerns for kids. And they want more communication from school leadership. So far, it hasn't gone well for them. People describe Kokomo as a strong union town, but the school board voted this spring not to recognize the new union. It essentially means the school won't recognize a representative to bargain or negotiate terms of employment with. Indiana law says the district doesn't have to. Kenneth Dow Schmidt is an Indiana University expert on employment laws. He says non-teacher school staff are allowed to organize, but the district only bargains if it wants to and gets the final say on what that looks like.
There is no statutory mechanism for them to gain recognition, and there's no statutory obligation on the part of the public employer to bargain with them.
But Kokomo employees are pushing back on the board's decision even months later. They've shown up to meetings, asking to publicly address members about their needs. Dow Schmidt says the situation in Kokomo is unique, but not surprising. The pandemic is causing workers across the country to demand more from their employers.
Employees would like to talk about what the wages and benefits are and how they're structured, especially things like child care and family leave and medical benefits.
Unions also come with influence. Teachers have flexed their union power from the local to the national level during conversations about how to reopen schools during the pandemic. Kokomo bus driver Heather Jackson says she and other staff deserve a seat at that table too.
You know, when we hear things, it's always about the teachers, and they are extremely important. But without us getting the kids to school, they would have no students to teach.
Jackson says the goal isn't to steamroll the district. It's about working better with the district to find solutions. Jackson says drivers are leaving, and that strains remaining staff and lengthens the time kids spend on buses or waiting at a bus stop.
Because up to this point, we've tried, you know, to get a raise and different things. And until we started this effort, none of that has happened.
So how does this impasse resolve? Dow Schmidt says a change to state law would do it, but isn't likely. Instead, he says what happens next is up to locals, whether it's the board deciding to reverse course or employees campaigning to elect new school board members. There's no telling what, if anything, might spur the board to reverse its original decision. A spokesperson says it was based on legal advice, but won't say more about it. Kokomo School Corporation declined to provide comment for this story. Employees are now turning to the public for support. They're gathering signatures for a petition they plan to submit to the school board. They're hoping it pressures the board to reconsider. Klein, the bus monitor, says she also hopes it shows the school system they're serious.
But we're pushing, and that's what we need to do is keep pushing forward instead of going back.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.